USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. central bankers, 19 policymakers, are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full-court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting on Tuesday and today is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to a 3.75 to 4% range. South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the seventh state to take such a stance. When a national emergency is announced by the federal government, the Supreme Court decided it allows federal agencies to take measures to diminish your rights as a citizen. Tim Berg has more.
The Supreme Court is ruling to leave a TSA mask requirement in place. Monday, the High Court allowed a lower court ruling to stand that said the TSA could require airline passengers to wear masks during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. A California lawyer argued the agency did not have the authority to mandate masks, but an appeals court ruled the TSA can take such action during national emergencies. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge dismissed former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' lawsuit on Monday night that sought to nullify two subpoenas from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
A 1974 Massachusetts cold case murder has been able to identify the victim thanks to new technology. Tony Maruso reports.
Authorities in Massachusetts say the victim in the oldest cold case has been identified thanks to advanced genealogy technology. FBI Boston Special Agent in Charge Joe Benavalanza says the victim's dismembered body was found on the dunes of Cape Cod back in 1974.
It was a brutal death. And for the last 48 years, investigators with the Massachusetts State Police and Provincetown Police Department have worked tirelessly to identify her.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The man who was accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, after breaking into the couple's San Francisco home, was charged Monday with assault and attempted kidnapping. 42-year-old David DePepe was charged in violation of federal law in connection with the assault on Paul Pelosi early Friday. Two things we learned overnight. The lead for the government's handling of the case has only been on the job since 2019, and the suspect in the case is an illegal immigrant. Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz's two-day sentencing hearing begins today, with the families of the 17 people he murdered getting their chance after roughly 5 years to address him directly about the evil he brought to their lives. Cruz apologized in court last year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.